In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear brethren, the words that our Lord Jesus Christ spoke 2,000 years ago are still valid to this day and will be until the end of time. Heaven and earth shall pass, but the words of the Lord shall not pass. So it would be a grave mistake to try to confine the words of the Lord according to our categories of space and time, as if they were meant only to those who were there around our Lord 2,000 years ago. Because it would mean that the words of the Lord belong to the past alone. It would mean that they have passed, that they do not concern us anymore today. It would be a grave mistake to think like that. Because even though they were spoken 2,000 years ago, we have to understand that the words of the Lord are directed to his disciples, meaning all of his disciples, without any restriction of space and time. In this way, the words of our Lord concern us all. If we are disciples of Christ, the words of Christ are directed to each one of us. And no one should think that he can dispense himself from this obligation to follow the teachings, to follow the words of Christ. Well, one could try to dispense himself from observing the gospel, but he would be at the same time dispensing himself from the kingdom of heaven, excluding himself from the joys of eternal life. I would not recommend taking this path. What we have to do, my brethren, is to be attentive to the words of our Lord in order to know what they mean, in order to do what they teach. So let us take a look at the gospel for today. Today, our Lord has a warning for each one of us. We can read that Jesus said to his disciples, meaning you and me, "Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." And this warning is of great importance, because here it is about going to heaven or going to hell. Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So for us to go to heaven, our justice, it means our holiness, has to surpass the justice of the scribes and Pharisees. But what does that mean? Well, the scribes and Pharisees were Jews for whom religion consisted above all in external practices. They would go to the synagogue. They would recite some prayers. They would do the works commanded by the law. But that was it. Yes, they would accomplish the precepts of the law. However, their hearts, my brethren, their hearts were not engaged. They would honor God with their lips, but their hearts were far from Him. And our Lord warns us today, so our religion does not become like that of the scribes and Pharisees, a religion of appearance. Our religion cannot be merely external, but it should affect, it must touch, it has to be above all, inside, in our hearts. Our Lord taught us that the true worship of God begins inside. And without this movement, without this virtue of religion, which is inside, our external acts are not enough. For the hour has come, and it's now, said the Lord, when the true adorers shall adore the Father in spirit and in truth. And these are the adorers that the Father is looking for, in spirit and in truth. In truth, because in spirit. So any act of piety which does not come from the Spirit, from inside, is not true. A piety which is only external is a false piety, an empty shell. So we can come to church. We can recite some prayers. We can even do some good works. But if our hearts are not in it, if our hearts are not committed to God and to His Word, if right here we remain far from Him, even though we may appear to be good people, we have serious reasons to fear for our salvation. If we are disciples of Christ only in name and not in reality, we have serious reasons to fear for our salvation. Because unless our justice abounds more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, we shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. A good appearance will not save us. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you clean only the outside of the cup and of the dish, but within you are full of greed and uncleanness. Thou blind Pharisee, make clean first the inside of the cup and of the dish, that the outside also may be clean. So it is time for us to take our religion more seriously and be committed wholeheartedly to God and to His Word. Otherwise, we are just acting. We are just pretending to be disciples of Christ. And in this case, we would perhaps have a place in Hollywood, but not a place in heaven. We have to strive for real holiness. Holiness that's not only outside for others to see, but a holiness that is above all inside, for the glory of God and the salvation of our soul. As we read in the epistle for today, sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts. And this is the key for true adoration. So, what we have said concerning the justice we ought to have in order to go to heaven, and the justice of the scribes and Pharisees, serve to prove the superiority of the New Testament over the Old Testament. Because under the justice of the scribes and Pharisees, we have symbolized the justice of the old law, which was only external. But the justice of the new law, the justice of Christ, requires not only external purity, but purity of heart as well. You see, it was written in the old law, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." But our Lord, He took this commandment and extended it, forbidding not only the act, but even the desire itself. "Whosoever shall look on a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart." And again, as we see in the gospel for today, it was written in the old law, "Thou shalt not kill." But our Lord forbids not only the murder itself, but even the anger, against our fellow man. "Whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment." In this way, it is impossible for someone to fulfill the law of Christ without a real commitment of the heart. So we can see how superior is the justice that Christ requires from his disciples. Justice that goes far beyond the external actions in order to reach even the desires of the heart. This is the holiness that Christ expects from each one of us, his disciples. A holiness of heart. Because it is to this holiness alone that is promised the kingdom of heaven. "Blessed are the pure in heart, because they shall see God." Blessed are the pure in heart. So let us implore God to create in us a heart that is pure, so we may serve Him in true holiness and justice all the days of our lives until the ages of ages. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.